Hi everyone, you're welcome to another wonderful episode of the Godly Teen series on your favorite podcast, the Youteen Podcast, where we get to teach basically on spiritual teachings. We talk about God, we talk about how we can groom ourselves to be godly teenagers. And I still remain your host, Precious Mpamugo, the teens coach, of course. So before we continue with today's series, I humbly want to apologize for not releasing our content last week Sunday. I don't know if many of you noticed, but there was no content on Sunday due to some things. But we thank God that we are victorious, we thank God we overcame, we thank God that we're able to, you know, overcome every of those obstacles. So we are here to continue with our series on godly teens. And last week Sunday we were supposed to have like an health talk based on our personal growth and development. Yes, don't forget the topic is still personal growth and development. And we have talked about the essence of personal growth and development to a godly teenager, ways godly teens can grow. So we'll be moving on with the remaining two topics, health talk and etiquettes for a young believer or a godly teenager. So health talk. Now before I move on, I would love you to understand that your health as a godly teenager, it's very important. Like the health, or not just even as a teenager, as a person, as an individual, it's very important. If you are growing in all aspects of your life, please make sure you find time to watch out for your health growth also. They do say health is wealth, right? I mean, there are some people that they don't have a healthy lifestyle, and now they even regret some of their decisions that they made because it's now contradicting their health. Their health is no more in a good state. Their health is no more something that they can even be proud of outside. So as teenagers, the first thing you need to understand that is that your health is very important. God even wants you to take care of your health. God wants you to be very, 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 very careful of how you treat your body, how you treat yourself, how you treat your person, everything about you. I think that was why he majorly also said that the body is the temple of God. We all know that the body is the temple of God, and God do not dwell in a place that is unholy or dwell in a place that is unhealthy. So we need to take note of that also. So as godly teenagers, how do we get to stay healthy? How do we get to develop our healthy lifestyle? Now these things are things that you will have actually heard outside. People would have talked about it, you will have read it in a book, you will have listened to it in a seminar, you might have heard about it on social media or any of those things, but I'm just coming back to stress on those things. For instance, the number one tip I have here is to follow God's instructions. As funny as it sounds, it is led for you as a teenager to be able to bow to God's instructions. Whatever he's telling you to do at the particular point that is concerned with your health, please do it. If God says, okay, Precious, today you're not having ice cream, just let that ice cream be on its own and follow God's instructions. As funny as it sounds, you might not know what God is actually trying to protect you from at that point. But then you just need to pay more attention to it. Then the next point is eat healthy food. I can't overemphasize this. I know a lot of us are always obsessed with junk food, snacks, biscuits, chocolate, sweets. But in all of this, please let the proportion, I mean the ratio proportion of your healthy food to junk food be a ratio of 90 to 10. Let it be a ratio of 90 to 10. Because at the end of the day, those healthy foods will help you to like supplement those times that you don't get to eat good food. I know that there are some situations that we all would have found ourselves in and will not be able to, you know, eat good food or have a proper meal at a particular point, but that shouldn't stop you from having healthy food. If we can remember the story of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, when the king offered them the meat, the chicken, the turkey, the labs, everything that was they were having in the palace, but because of the wisdom of God that Daniel already had and those other three Hebrew men, and because they also followed God's instructions, God made them understand that beans and veggies are actually healthy food. And we all know what happened at the end of the day. We all know that Daniel and the other three Hebrew men became more nourished, and they looked plump, unlike those people that ate the king's meat. So also, another point is practice good body hygiene. This is another big point. Some of us don't like to have our bath two times in a day. In short, the second time is always by the grace of God. It may be if someone decides to push you to have your bath. But we can't overemphasize this. Having your bath daily, at least 2 to 3 times in a day, will help your skin, will help those sweats that you would have had on your body to be washed off. Then for the ladies, we celebrated Menstrual Hygiene Day on Friday, and I'm sorry for not putting out content about that. But then, whenever you are in your period, learn to take care of yourself. Learn to keep yourself neat. Learn to keep yourself clean. Learn to use your sanitary pads properly. Learn to always make sure your inner wears are kept in good conditions before you use them. And learn to always have your bath to avoid body odor. I do say that, but everyone has the tendency of having body odor, but how you manage it plays a very long role. It plays a role on how you can, you know, sustain and have good body odor, good body smell. Okay, so that's that about practice good body hygiene. Then just another tip before I go to the next point, understand that good body hygiene. I know a lot of teenagers always, you know, curious. They want to know what life is all about, and that is why most of them now get involved in sexual relationship. Now I do tell people, when God said your body is the temple of God, when God said avoid premarital sex, so far you are not married to a man or you are not married to a woman, do not have sex before marriage. If you should scrap out the biblical consequences of premarital sex, you find out that the remaining consequences, they are almost like 70%, it's based on your health, your sexual health. At the end of the day, if you get involved in premarital sex, there is a very high chance to get STDs, I mean sexual transmitted diseases and sexual transmitted infections. And these things, they take a whole lot of, it takes a very long time for these things to be cured or for these things to clear off from one's body. So when God is saying stay away from sex until you're married, it's not because he doesn't know that you're a teenager, or he doesn't know that you're curious, or he doesn't know that you just want to enjoy your life, but he's doing it for the sake of your earthly body. He wants your earthly body to be in shape, so you won't have to spend money going to the hospital for treatment or for therapies or for anything. He won't want that for you. Then finally, this is the one everyone usually run away from: exercise and keep fit. exercise and keep fit. I know that some people are actually lazy about this. I won't lie, sometimes I get lazy with my exercise, but I know that there is always a change whenever I exercise a particular day. I notice that my body is always light and it always stays fit at the end of the day. So I want you to make it a consistent practice. Don't do it because you want to have a body part in the you want to have more flesh in those body parts that you and I, we know what we are talking about, right? So just make sure you always exercise and keep fit. So that's just the basic tips. I told you, you've heard all of this before, but this is like a me trying to reemphasize on its importance. So, in consequence to the health talk, I just want to quickly drop a testimony. So, like I said, I was supposed to release a podcast last week, but I was actually very down for almost 1 week. Not almost one week and some days, but I just thank God because God has been faithful in your getting good health. Please don't forget the place of God. I know sometimes the pain will be so much, or the hurt or the weakness will be so much. Don't forget that God heals, and God is the one who gives replacement to every body part that has been damaged. He's the one who restores health. He's the one who gives fullness. So don't forget the place of God also in instruction, following instructions from God. Anything God tells you to do, obey. So now, the etiquette for godly teenagers. You know, etiquette is something that I can't teach within 5 minutes. I can't even teach it within a day. It's something that every process, every part of our life, we need to observe etiquette. What are etiquette? Etiquette are just customary code of polite behavior within a culture, society, or a professional group. It's just like the ways, behaviors that are supposed to be for a particular thing, like the way you're supposed to act. These are the ways you're supposed to act as a human, or in your society, or in your profession, or in your calling, or anywhere. So these are just the etiquette. Then I got to know that a whole lot of teenagers are lacking, they are lagging behind in this etiquette of a teen. I mean all round of their life. I'm not just referring to one part of our life, because etiquette covers everywhere, every part of your life, from your social life to your professional life, business, spiritual, everything requires etiquette. So here are some etiquettes that I pointed out that covers basically the social parts. Now, you know, we are talking about personal development and growth. So this is like the social part of etiquette more. So the first is, learn to respect your parents, elderly ones, and your colleagues, even those that are younger than you. See, you can't earn respect when you don't give out respect. That's just the truth. And before you can learn to respect everyone around you, you must be able to put yourself in a position whereby you don't see anyone to be above you, and you don't see anyone to be below you. You know that, okay, on a normal day, this is my fellow human. You deserve this respect, and I also deserve this respect from you. So that is how things work. You can't earn respect when you don't give out respect. The next one is, mind your use of English while chatting or verbally communicating with anyone. Now, this is where some of our teenagers have missed it. These days, the rate at which vulgar words are used confidently and comfortably by our young people, it's alarming and it's disturbing sometimes. These are the same words that when you watch on TV, they are being censored. They are being censored. Yes, some of them, they'll cover it. You know, those kind of things I believe that seeing those things should even give us an instinct that, okay, these things are actually not proper. They are not meant to be used, so it shouldn't be heard of us. So mind the English you use, and not just the English. Avoid abbreviating every of your words when you chat on social media. As funny as it sounds, at the end of the day, it can start reflecting on how you actually write. Especially if you are given a professional thing to do, a professional work to do, and you are asked to write, you start using abbreviations. I'm not saying that you should not use abbreviations at all, but don't make it too consistent. Don't make it too consistent. Then also, be modest in how you eat, dress, sit, talk, and relate with others. Be modest. Modesty is a very, very, very key to living a peaceful life. Don't be deceived by fake life. Don't be deceived by things that are not true. Learn to be modest. Everyone loves it when modesty is applied in their lives. Even Jesus made us understand that we have to be modest. If you read the book of Proverbs very well, you will find it there that modesty, or living a life of modesty, is very important. Don't, because someone gives you a free outing, or maybe someone takes you out for free and there's a bouquet service and they're sharing food, because of your greediness and because of your lack of modesty, you now decide to want to have a taste of every meal in that party, or you are over ordering, you are ordering more than the people that even brought you to the place. So those things actually play a very, very big role in our growth and personal life. So we need to take note of that. Then also, do not body shame anyone, especially in public. Do not body shame anyone. What do I mean? Because someone is very fat and or the other person is very thin, then you start making fun of those person. You start mocking them. You don't know what those people are going through. You don't know their kind of nature. You don't know whether they are already in a depressive state. And at the end of the day, when you start mocking them, it just push them more to become more depressed. So you need to be very careful when it comes to body shaming anyone. You shouldn't even body shame anyone at all. It's not proper as a godly teenager. Now, be cautious of how you give out negative remarks to anyone. Some people are always very quick to give out negative remarks. It's like it's burning in their system to just give it to you, like, no. Even if you would have to give a negative remark, there is a way you can quote it in a way that even the person that you are telling would understand and would not take it otherwise. So you need to be very careful. Then learn to mind your business. Not every discussion requires your contribution. Learn to mind your business. There are some people that they refer to them as busybody, like everything that is happening around them they want to know, and once they get to know, they'll be the one carrying the gist up and down, and that's not gist anymore, but that's like gossip. And God hates those who gossip. God hates those who talk too much. God hates those who do not mind their business. There are some things that you don't have to contribute. There are some things you don't have to say. It's not all questions that requires your answer, and it's not all problems that requires your own solution. Sometimes you just have to sit and listen. Then finally, don't forget to use the 5 magic words: please, excuse me, sorry, thank you, and pardon me. I believe those 5 words, the way they look so short, simple, and easy, it's very hard for some people to actually use those words. But I'm here to remind you that as a godly teenager, these words should be part and parcel of your life. When someone does anything that is very good, learn to appreciate good things. When someone offends you, do not just take it out on that person, start keeping malice with that person. Talk it out in a polite manner. Don't go and start fighting or causing fights. Then when you offend anyone, when you hurt anyone, learn to say sorry. Then when you don't get something, when you don't you don't receive a particular information properly. Pardon me, can you repeat what you just said? If everyone does all of these things, God, trust me, God will be very happy that his children are growing in every ways of their life. The children are growing, they are understanding, they are living at peace with one another. So those are the basic little etiquettes that I said I would share. I know there are thousands of more, but these are the ones I know that are very common with young people, youths and young adults. So I believe you've enjoyed today's episode on Godly Teens series, and I believe you have learned more than enough things. So if you have contributions, if you have questions to ask, if you have anything to tell me, if you have anything to talk about, if you have any the questions may not be related to this series on Godly Teens, just anything, you can reach out to me on my Facebook page, Precious_Mpamugo_TheUteenCoach, Instagram page at Precious_Uteen, my email at mpamugoprecious@gmail.com. I'll be very willing to listen to you. Trust me. I love you all. Bye. Thank you till next episode.